Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I've got some music here for you. Now, I know you know these songs because you had to go get these songs.
But I don't necessarily, when I was downloading them, one of them I reckon, or two of them I think I recognized from ads. I know that they belong or show up in ads, and I'm trying to guess what some of the others are.
I don't know if you guys do this, but when I sit around and watch sports, I, there's inevitably an ad or two that gets an earworm in you. And a lot of them now are just regular songs. They're samples from just songs that exist in the world. And so one weekend I was sitting down and I was watching college football, the NFL, and I jotted down, and we have one, two, three, we should have six here, right? One, two, three, four, five, six. There should be one more. We just
there are six there.
Well, I only have five on my page, but
oh, you might just need to refresh. Or go back and then back again.
How do I do that?
We'll just switch pages and go back. Mm. I might have edited it when you were on there. One, two, three, four, five, six. I have six.
Got it. How about that? Technology, man. Hey, could somebody out there buy us a new computer?
I need some new headphones.
So anyway, I jotted down several songs. Or actually, I went and did research on what are these songs?
Award-winning research.
Well, it is, because some of these songs are really obscure, but they but you know them because they're always in these damn ads.
Because they're catchy, and the ad companies have figured that out.
Oh, my God. And they play these ads over and over and over. And I just wonder how much money these people make. But I'm going to play one here. This is a song we all know. But you know, do you know the... do you know what this song is used for? What ad? It's college football.
Well, and I also... I swear that previously this was also used for an airline for, like, want-to-get-away fares. Oh. Like, it might have been a Southwest ad or something like that. I swear this has been in more than one ad. But
well, it probably has.
Yeah. That's what I... But I don't remember the college football ad for it, though.
It's the great Lenny Kravitz. This is the SEC on ABC promo.
It is?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. And it plays... When you're watching SEC football, it plays every 10 minutes. Maybe every 7. Probably every 4.
Interesting. I guess I haven't...
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, this is why I want to do this exercise, is like, you're going to most of you will recognize all these songs, and then you'll be like, I don't have any idea what ad that is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what about this? This is another easy one.
Oh. This one I knew right away.
Yeah. This is catchy as hell. This is a band called...
Guards, which is the dumbest name for a band I've ever heard.
Yeah. A song called Silver Lining. Now we'll let it get to the chorus, and you're gonna know this, especially if you're an Oregon fan.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, this was an instant for me.
So this, of course, is the graphic where they showed the Big Ten.
It's the Big Ten math promo commercial.
And this is a real song, just a regular song they pulled from life by Guards.
I always wonder, like, something like this, or it even happens with, like, some sitcom opening credits, you know, voices or, like, songs or whatever. Like, is this band now Guards, or this song, are they most popular because they've done this, or were they popular on their own and they didn't? Like, did that make...
I don't...
Did them getting the Big Ten gig make them successful, or were they already successful?
See, like, I don't think they're that successful, because nobody really... I mean, I shouldn't say that. I just...
I'm sure they have fans, but let's be honest.
Yes, I get what you're saying, but I feel like they're a niche band. They were before, and they still are, because people don't think it's cool when your song is in an ad. But I bet it's great for the Guards, because they get paid. But I'm not sure it's actually a thing that really, like, you play any of these, I don't think any of them are from major artists. And
so is this Big Ten commercial the biggest thing that's happened to the Guards?
I'm guessing, like, if they were sitting in here, I'm guessing they would tell you no.
They'd tell you no, but realistically, is it the biggest thing that's happened to them?
Maybe financially, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know how much they'd get paid.
Because I wonder that for some of these other ones, too.
But I don't think it's cool when the Guards are playing a show and then they play that.
And then you're like, oh, that's the Big Ten song.
Yeah, and sports guys like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a cool thing for
them. It isn't. I'm sure they hate it. Well, I don't know if they hate it. They like the money, but,
yeah, you know. Exactly. So I don't know that these songs ever really make anyone more famous, really.
But
can you think of
we've never talked about the Guards before, and now we're talking about them because they're in this promo
that's fair.
That tens of millions of like 25 to 45 males like are going to know like the back of their hand.
It's fair. It gets played all the time, but I don't think anybody's looking up that song.
No, I would agree,
except for me. And I also don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's gained him any fans. Okay, so here's another one. Okay, you got to know that. Right, with the car and the city.
See, I can, like, place it, but, well,
Do you know what it's for?
I should say I can't place it. I've heard it a million times. Is it like a Kia?
It's Gatorade.
Oh, it's Gatorade?
Yes.
I was envisioning, like, a car driving through the streets of, like, Miami or something like that.
It is. That's what it is, but it's for Gatorade.
Oh, I didn't realize it's a Gatorade ad. I can visualize the ad, but I didn't get the product.
No, it's this sexy ad where they're in a car in a city, and it's this whole thing. It's for Gatorade.
So I knew the ad, just not the company.
Somebody called Junior Senior?
Yep.
It's a Nicki Minaj sample.
Well, she sampled it to make a song. It wasn't hers. This is Junior Senior's, and she took their beat, I think, to make her own song.
No, I think it's the other way around. That right there, that part, is a Nicki Minaj song. And I think he took that for Move Your Feet.
Well, okay.
I don't know.
Either way.
You think I know?
Do you think I know?
No.
You're
Where's
right.
Suk when you need him?
He doesn't know.
Okay, I've got two more or three more. Okay, check this one. You know this.
This just sounds like a pharmaceutical.
You could call it a pharmaceutical. So there's an ad with this song in it.
Oh, boy.
And they're all having a good time at a party, and it's, you know, everybody's cheersing.
Like, this feels like it'd be like Cymbalta or something like that.
It's Michelob Ultra.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So this is a song called Soulful Strut, Young Holt Unlimited, and it's really, I think his song's really old.
Yeah, it's like 1958 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's old soul funk.
Michelob Ultra song. About this one. What ad is this? Oh, it's not playing. The bottom one there?
Hold on, let me see if I can do it.
Hotkey Error. There we go. We're going to have to let this one play for a second. I could stay for all and get along with wait, just wait. There it is right there.
I mean, I think the beat alone, people know.
Do you recognize? You go, oh, what is that?
Oh, for me, it's Apple. This is an app. This used to be an Apple ad.
Oh, really?
I think this was like an old iPod ad.
No, this is a new one. This is a car.
Oh, well, this is another one that's been retreaded and used in multiple campaigns.
Right here. That part. Toyota Camry.
There you go. Okay.
Martin Solveig?
That's right.
Never heard of him.
He's a... I actually have some of his music on a couple of playlists. He's a very good, like, I don't know, synth pop, not quite EDM artist.
That's not him singing, is it?
No, but he's the one who makes the beats, and then he samples the...
Is he a chipmunk?
Chipmunk? No, this is...
Is this the Chipmunks?
This is like Dragonette or something like that.
Okay, and here's the last one. Music from an ad.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yet another brand that you probably won't link to the song, but you'll recognize the song when it gets going.
Yeah, this one took me a little while.
Really? Jumped up like a lion, tangles in my hair. Call me what you want, I don't care. I'm on fire in my underwear. Do what I want, like a maniac. I turn it up another notch. Here we go. I'm rocking out and make it hot. I spike the punch and make it pop. Don't stop. Right there. You know what that's for? That's
nope.
In an ad. Plays all the damn time.
Isn't it somebody like kind of moving in fast motion doing something?
Yeah.
Again, I can visualize the ad. I have no idea the product.
Isn't that amazing that you... A lot of people are probably going, I recognize all these, but I have no idea what brand.
Right, your brain identifies them, but you can't connect them.
This is IHG Hotels.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's called Best Life by...
I think that's pronounced Coyote.
Is it Coyote? Okay. With a K.
And an I-E.
Yeah. And yes. K-O-Y...
O-T-I-E. Coyote.
Yeah. And I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep dumping these songs into my notes. Because I just feel like more than ever, we're getting ads with just... old cool song. No, they're not all cool, but some of them are pretty good, pretty catchy. And it's
very
probably
catchy.
Don't you think it's probably cheaper that way for them, for brands? You just
cheap.
Pay.
What do you mean?
Well, rather than make your own jingle, and
oh
come up
sure,
with your own
yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah.
Is that you just
get a catchy tagline? Like, let somebody else who makes music professionally make a catchy song, and then just throw your tagline at the end of the ad.
Yeah. All right. What age would you choose? If you could go back and be any age for a year, we discuss next on The Fan.